I'm so glad to be home. Hi, pet. How was your day? Is it boring here? I'm sorry. I know there's only so many cable reruns you can watch. But I can't let you access the internet. I'm sorry. I can't argue with you today. Why? Oh. Work was really hard today. I don't want to bore you with the details, but all day, all I wanted to do was come home and cuddle up in my bed in the dark and go to sleep. I just wanted to collapse into my blankets and bury my head in your soft hair. But you probably still don't feel like cuddling with the person who kidnapped you, right? I can't deal with this today. I have such a headache. And I know I need to eat, but I don't have the energy to make dinner. No, of course I'd never let you go hungry. I'd be such an irresponsible owner if I didn't feed you at dinner time. You'll have to make do with packaged food today, though. I'm sorry. I'm such a failure. I can't even do this much for you. I can't even give you a proper meal. I'm so weak right now. You know, if you have an escape plan that you've kept secret from me, this would be the best time to do it. If you really wanted to, you could probably overpower me right now and be free. You could run away from your silly, irresponsible owner. Pet? You're cuddling up to me? Just a little bit, but you're not running away, and you're leaning into my arms. Didn't you hear me? You could have your life back. You could be free of me. Have you finally bonded with me a little? Have you accepted me as your new owner? The way you're letting me stroke your hair. You don't even seem afraid anymore. I wonder if this is some new kind of escape attempt. Are you preparing to run away when I let my guard down? My silly pet. But even if you're thinking of ways to betray me right now, I'm so tired. I can't fight you. Pet? Where are you going? A painkiller and a glass of water? Is it for me? Really? Are you worried about me? You're trying to take care of me? Oh, I'm so touched I could cry. Thank you, pet. that feels so much better. Thank you. When did you get so familiar with the apartment? Oh, since you're locked in here all the time, you spent your time exploring and observing the house? Were you looking for a way to escape? In the beginning you were, but you're not so sure anymore? I'm so happy. Come here, pet. Let me hold you. Your hair is so smooth, and your skin is so soft. Your eyes, your lips, your nose, they're all so perfect. I'm so glad you're finally warming up to me. And you're coming around to the idea of living with me. I'm so, so happy. You don't know any of this, but I watched you for a long, long time before I decided to rescue you. I debated with myself for months. Was it the right thing to do? Could I make you happy? Would your life be better with me? Could I even handle the responsibility of caring for a pet? But I eventually took the plunge, and I'm so glad I did. I saw your life before. You were so sweet and kind. But your life was so difficult. I followed you from your apartment to where you worked in the mornings, and then from your workplace back to your apartment in the evenings. You were working so hard, putting in so much time and effort that it was killing you. You worked harder than anyone else at that place, but they didn't recognize you for it. No one appreciated you, and you toiled by yourself, all alone. No one rewarded you when you should have been rewarded. And because you spent so much time working, just trying to survive, you didn't have time for other things. Friends, family, a romantic partner. You missed out on all of that. You seemed so lonely. It made my heart ache. And eventually, after watching for a long time, I got angry. It hurt me so much to see you surrounded by, well, I don't like to insult people, but idiots. They're all idiots who don't understand how precious you are. You were surrounded by people who didn't understand you at all. I could see all your good qualities from the moment I met you. You're such a hard worker. You're kind and gentle to the people who need your help. But you're not afraid to stand up to people who are doing the wrong thing. Your heart is so, so pure. I couldn't stand to see you being hurt by life anymore. You seemed like you were getting more and more depressed. like you were struggling by yourself, and there was no one there to help you. I couldn't let it go on any longer. All I've wanted for the longest time has been to shower you in all the love that you deserve. All I want now is to take care of you. I just want to provide everything for you. And I want to become your whole world. I don't want to let life hurt you anymore. I want to let you relax and be happy all the time. I'm getting so emotional. I just love you so much. That's how all owners feel about their beloved pets, right? I couldn't help it. I couldn't help myself when I picked you up off the street. I couldn't help whisking you away from your meaningless and lonely days. I wanted to give you a better life. As wonderful a life as you deserve. I wanted to give you a brand new home, where you would never have to worry about anything with me. I adore you so much. Pet, you seem embarrassed. I'm so silly. I know that was a lot to take in at once. I'm sorry. I just couldn't hold back my feelings anymore. It's so funny. I've almost forgotten all my stress from work. Cuddling with you and talking about my feelings has relaxed me so much. We've only been together for a little while, but I don't think I could imagine my life without you anymore. Not that you have a choice, exactly. But you'll stay with me, won't you? You won't try to escape again, right? You'll be my loyal, wonderful pet forever, right? You'll accept my love for the rest of our lives, right?